Hello there, and welcome to the Think Wealthy Podcast. I'm your host, David Prale. The Think Wealthy Podcast is sponsored by YDLP Investments, the home of the $10,000 commercial real estate investment. Hello, and welcome back to the Think Wealthy Podcast. I'm your host, David Prale. So we just got through discussing how your home is not an investment, and if you missed that one, be sure to check out the last thought. Today we're going to continue with just how to invest in real estate. Now again, like a lot of the topics we're covering here, like pretty much every topic we're covering, entire libraries have been written about this. So we're going to take the bird's eye view, go over some basics of what you can do, and give you the tools you need that you can then go in deeper and dive in, understand each way to understand how to do it properly. Now there are many ways to make money in real estate. And before we discuss different types of properties, let's discuss the topic of the ways to invest. So just like the stock market, one can invest in real estate both actively and passively. Now, it's typically easier to make money in real estate than in the stock market, but there is a learning curve. And if you want to go the active route, I cannot recommend enough finding a mentor to help you through your first few properties. And what that will usually look like is you'll get some training, you'll identify a property, you'll have to put some money up, and then you bring in a mentor, and either they will or they won't put in money, but they'll get a share of the profit, and in exchange for that, they will help you with managing the property, with challenges that come up along the way, and that way you can get, you know, on-the-job training, and it only costs you part of your profit. Now, my focus is usually more passive income. I'm a big believer in learning how to build passive income for yourself. You can't scale your time, you can't scale yourself, but you can scale your money. So let's discuss a few ways to make money in real estate passively. Now, the first and probably easiest way to invest in real estate is to buy shares in a REIT. Now, REIT stands for Real Estate Investment Trust, REIT. A REIT can be publicly traded. There are many REITs that are publicly traded. These are the ones that are easier to buy into. That just means you can go to your brokerage, whoever you use, Schwab, Vanguard, Robinhood, and buy shares. And you're buying shares in a company, and that company buys real estate, buys apartment buildings, it can buy office buildings. By law, REITs are required to pay out 95% of all their earnings as a dividend to the investors. By doing so, they qualify for certain tax advantages that are unique to REITs. So when you invest with a REIT, you know that you're going to be getting the cash flow. You buy stock in a regular company, they'll distribute distribution, but they can keep a lot of money for themselves. REITs, 95% of all earnings are going out in distributions. What are those tax advantages? That's a bit beyond the scope of this discussion. REITs typically are known as paying higher dividends than most stocks, but as we'll see, they're not usually as good as direct ownership. So that's one way to invest in real estate. I know a lot of people do it. One question I get from people when they're considering going into a syndication or investing in a REIT is, why should I invest with you? I can just invest in a REIT. Now, the second way to invest in real estate is through a syndication. A syndication is basically a fancy word for saying people pool their funds together to buy some real estate. Syndications are typically, I'm not sure, ever publicly traded. Usually there'll be someone in the center of it organizing some SPV, some special purpose vehicle. It can be an LLC, it can be an LLP. You want them to be someone who's going to be setting it up to be tax advantageous, and they get together, they all own parts of this company, and this company buys the real estate. Syndications do carry fees that need to be paid to the operator of the deal and to the operator of the syndication. It's usually the same person. But most operators will include those fees in their projections, and then they will show their returns. Sometimes operators will show deal-level returns, and then they'll show investor-level returns. If you see an operator showing only deal-level returns, ask what happened to the investor-level returns, so you can see exactly what you're supposed to be expecting. But usually you'll get that without having to ask for it, and therefore what you see is what you get. Okay, so next time we're going to dive into what are the advantages of each type of method over the other one. So thanks so much for joining, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you learned something of value. If you've gained from this podcast, please do me a huge favor and leave a 5-star review. If you feel that I haven't earned that 5-star review, please reach out and let me know how we can earn your recommendation. Until next time, I'm David Prale, and thank you again for joining me today on the Think Wealthy podcast, sponsored by YDLP Investments.